Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon takes over as chair of the Western Governors Association, makes carbon capture his initiative. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Last week, at the close of the Western Governors Association 2023 annual meeting, Governor Mark Gordon was elected by his fellow governors as chairman. As the new chair, Governor Gordon identified carbon capture utilization and sequestration as his chair's initiative. In a press release from the governor's office, he explained his initiative. Quote, "Our world needs energy and a clean environment. Neither is well served if we are not honest about consequences and challenges. Ignoring carbon capture utilization and sequestration as a viable option to decarbonize the grid creates an energy gap. Shuttering coal-fired power plants before alternative resources are fully developed will exacerbate power shortages, brownouts and blackouts, higher fuel costs, and higher-priced electricity," he added. The initiative will explore how CCUS technologies can position Western states at the forefront of emerging carbon markets and reduce the effects of carbon emissions on the environment. Reducing or eliminating carbon dioxide emissions from the existing energy platforms, encouraging the development of CO2 for commercial markets, and supporting the storage of CO2 through activities such as sequestration, creating new products, and enhanced oil recovery will help eliminate emissions and remove carbon from the atmosphere. Governor Gordon's initiative and the direct air capture of CO2 Memorandum of Understanding signed by Wyoming and Colorado last week demonstrates Wyoming leadership in providing reliable energy while simultaneously working to decarbonize emissions. The Wyoming Department of Transportation reminds residents of new permanent plate option. As of July 1st, Wyoming owners of light trailers, defined as trailers weighing less than 1,000 pounds, can purchase a permanent plate for their trailer. Light trailers that are less than 6 years old will incur a $350 one-time permanent registration fee for the plate. To register older trailers, owners will need to pay a $50 one-time registration fee, a one-time fee equal to 5 times the county registration fee that would be due at 6 years of service, and a one-time fee equal to 5 times the state registration fee. If the trailer is sold, the plate expires and the new customer must remove the plate. Plates cannot transfer to owners. If an owner purchases plates for a trailer, sells it, and purchases a new trailer within 60 days, the fees and plates would transfer to the new trailer. Like most other license plates, these permanent plates will be issued by the counties. If you need more information on permanent plates for trailers, contact the Wyoming Department of Transportation or the Campbell County Treasurer's Office. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.